Just to share another brief idea from Rabbi Feiner's amazing Purim Sefer. Rabbi Avi Feiner, incredible, incredible Sefer on Purim. He talks about Charvona. Who is Charvona? What is Charvona? What's the message for us? So he has a beautiful essay. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But he says you have to look at the two times Charvona is mentioned in the Megillah. The first time Charvona is mentioned in the Megillah is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yod. Charvona is spelled there with an Aleph. It's mentioned as Charvona is one of Achashverosh's advisors. He's one of Achashverosh's advisors. But then when we next alluded to Charvona, he comes along at the end of Perek Zion, when Achashverosh is returning from the garden, when he's very upset that finally Esther added Haman. And then Charvona says, by the way, there's this 50 cubit high gallows thing, the tree that he made for Mordechai, that's standing in Haman's house. Charvona, says Rabbi Feiner, over there is spelled with a hey. So says Rabbi Feiner, why is it in the Perek Aleph, it says Charvona with an Aleph at the end, and then Charvona in Perek Zion, it ends up with a hey. And he says such a magnificent, beautiful idea. The whole essay is so beautiful, but we'll just say it right over here. Says Rabbi Feiner, the Gemara in Megillah tells us in Tav Zayinim and Aleph that Charvona was originally involved in Haman's evil plot against Klal Yisrael. He was involved with Haman to kill every single Jew, father, mother, daughter, son. And says the Marsha, the Chachamim must have known this. How did the Chachamim know this? Says the Marsha, the fact that Charvona knew the precise exact measurements of the gallows, that it was exactly 50 cubit high, how else would he have known that? It must be that he was very intricately, he was involved in Haman's scheme, says the Marsha. And then, says Rabbi Feiner, and end off with this. We see that Charvona, Perek Aleph, is not the same Charvona in Perek Zion. Charvona, Perek Aleph is a different Charvona. He was involved with Haman's plot. But Perek Zion, he already did tshuva. In one instant, B'sha'a achas, Charvona completely turned around his life to be able to be someone better, to be someone different. While originally intending to kill Mordechai and the Jews, he assisted in saving them, to save Klal Yisrael. At the end of the day, every single one of us have the ability on Purim to become new people, to come change people, to be able to do tshuva. Like the Rambam tells us, when we do tshuva, we become a different person. And that's exactly what Rabbi Feiner says. One of the points he says in this whole essay about Charvona is that when a Jew decides to change himself, you literally change your name from the Charvona with a hey at the beginning of Perek Aleph, Charvona with an Aleph at the beginning of Perek Aleph. Charvona in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud, Charvona spelled with an Aleph. Finally, you get to Perek Zion. And finally, Charvona spelled with a hey, to teach us that Charvona changed. Not a front runner, but he changed because now he understood what it means to be good. And at the end of the day, B'sha Achas, he changed from a Rasha and changed to be a Tzaddik. The Svarim tell us also Charvona was Aliyah Navi. That's for another time. The ability, Rabbi Feiner tells us, for us to be able to change B'sha Achas. We have the ability, the door is always open us for us to be able to come to do tshuva, to return to Hashem. What a beautiful insight on Charvona. Another gem from Rabbi Feiner's Megillah Sefer Shkoich.